old business is CU 2074 Quail Valley 1525 LLC, also known as Midway Fitness. Council held a public hearing on May 23rd of this year. At that time, we left the record open for written comments. The record then was closed on June 20th. The information from the public and any additional information was provided to you in a previous packet, so you have that information.
Okay, so everything was at the time frame, everybody was kept open for a period of time. People make comments and had more comments, and now we're all closed up. Everybody's made the comments and all the information asked were brought back to us.
Correct. The record was closed on the June 20th, and all information was provided, so the council has all the information that was requested.
I think we're going to start with, I'm going to go to Mr. Moore. I think you had maybe two questions asked of you of the applicant and or their legal counsel.
Yes, that's correct, Mr. President. And all the council received a copy of the letter that was addressed to me and to Ms. Griffith as the secretary to council. And the first question posed was whether or not the third plan that was submitted in the 14th day of the 15-day extended period was properly before the council. And for the reasons I'm going to give, I opine no, it is not. As a recap, the plan presented to County Council on the day of the County Council hearing was, in fact, its second plan. The first plan was submitted to County Council along with the application process. It went to the planning and zoning, and then after that hearing, there was changes and a new plan presented here. Nothing that I'm going to say discourages that type of activity, because in the past we've looked at that as a way that the applicant oftentimes gets input during the planning and zoning hearing and can make needed changes to the plan. But in this case, the hearing transcript, after going through the hearing, it was determined that it was new. The council, because the council gets their booklets beforehand and looks at those, the plan given when it came before the public hearing was new to the council as well as to the members of the public that were here. And Mr. Vincent stated on the record, this is all brand new today to us and anyone in opposition to it. And then it was voted and it was suggested to leave the record open for public comment. Nothing was indicated that it was for, and it was for written public comment. Nothing was indicated it was for new submissions. It was for public comment. Just due to the fact that there was a new record, new plan given. And 14 days of the 15-day written comment period, there was a brand new plan. Well, obviously, no one had an opportunity to take a look at that. No one of the public would have an opportunity to opine on that. The second question posed was the a request to reopen for a new public hearing. I've discussed this with Mr. Robertson to see if he knew of any time that such a reopening had taken place in the past. And I know in my experience, I've never seen such a reopening of a public hearing on a brand new plan. And although we shouldn't necessarily do things just because it's always been done that way, I think that's a good indicator that of what the past practice has been. There is an established process set up for zoning applications set up in Delaware Code and the County Code. It starts out with an application being filed with a fee. That fee not only pays for the advertising, but also pays for the staff time to take a look at this. Now, as you know, we get reports from staff after they reviewed a plan. They check to make sure that all the necessary agencies have looked at this. After that, there's the public hearing at the Planning and Zoning Commission. Then it's advertised here, and there's another hearing at the County Council. What the applicant is asking the county to do in this case is to disregard that procedure that's set up with our own code as well as the state code, and in effect give three public hearings for three different plans on one application. And for those reasons, I would opine no, that we should not consider that plan in the vote today, but the one that was proffered at the hearing before county council.
Okay. If you would read the short title.
Yes, Mr. President. And I know old habits are hard to break, but when we started the process on the old business, you'd indicated Mr. Burton would vote first, and we went back the other procedure. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial use as a therapy and fitness center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 6.113 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through K.
This time I'll try to do a better job. I'm going to revert to Mr. Burton. It is your district. Yes, put it back on the agenda. If you have anything you want to amend or do anything, and then we vote at the end, I'm going to get you first. So just remind me of that. So it's in your court right now, sir.
All right. Mr. Chairman, this is an application for a therapy and fitness center on an AR1 parcel of land. It's surrounded on two sides by residential lots and two different residential subdivisions, Covey Creek and the villages of Five Points. This application has changed three different times during the county's consideration of it. First, it was approximately 67,500 square feet. Then it was reduced to 56,000 square feet. And then after the council's public hearing occurred and without an opportunity for public comment, the applicant submitted a third plan. I am not giving any weight to the third submission of a revised building that occurred just prior to the close of written comments, comment period that was left open by County Council. County Council closed the hearing and left the record open for one specific item, written comments. Written comments do not permit subdivisions of a new plan. This comment period was allowed by Council so that the public comment so the public could comment on the plan submitted and discussed at the county council hearing, a plan that was submitted just before that hearing and which both the public and the council barely had time to consider the prior hearing. The record was not left open for the applicant to submit a new plan at the last minute, again, without an opportunity for council or the public to consider during the public hearing. I understand that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of this application. I disagree with that recommendation for several reasons. For the reasons outlined in these findings, I do not find that this large use meets the purpose and requirements of the AR1 district as stated by the Commission. It does not promote agriculture. It is not compatible with the low-density residential surroundings, and it is more appropriate located in another zoning district that allows such large, more intensive uses. I do not find that the use will have a minimum impact on the character of the neighborhood, as stated by the Commission. At 67,500 square feet or 56,000 square feet, it is entirely different from anything else in this area of Savannah Road, particularly the residential communities that surround it. There was also testimony in the record about the adverse impact of the bulk of the building and the expansive size of the parking lot required for the use, and the excessive hours of operation and the overall negative impacts of the proposed use on the area. For the same reasons, I do not find the use will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community, as stated by the Commission. As outlined later in these findings, I do not find that the use meets the purpose and standard of Sussex County zoning and the purpose of AR1 district as stated by the Commission. The size of this proposed structure at 67,500 square feet or as reduced to 56,000 square feet is totally out of character with the surrounding buildings and uses in the area of Savannah Road. All the other buildings in this area of Savannah Road are much smaller and many of them are located in dwellings that have been repurposed as professional offices. Even the newest, largest office complex on Savannah Road at the entrance of Covey Creek is only 15,000 square feet. By comparison, at approximately 56,000 square feet, this proposed building is comparable in size and scale to the Village of Five Points Shopping Center, which is zoned B1 neighborhood business. The closest and largest building to this site is the Bayview Medical Center that consists of three buildings totaling 26,200 square feet, or roughly half of what is proposed in this application. By comparison, even the structures located in commercial zones closer to Route 1 are smaller in comparison, including Walgreens at 27,000 square feet, Roadster's Liquor at 9,700 square feet, or Dollar General at 10,000 square feet. Even the new CVS, which is a conditional use in an area which is predominantly commercial and business zoning, is only 13,281 square feet. Although there are some larger commercial developments along Savannah Road, these are oriented towards Route 1 and Five Points intersection, where other C1, CR1, and B1 zoning exists. While that area is appropriate for large-scale development and larger buildings, this site, surrounded by existing residential subdivisions and small-scale businesses and office space, is not. There was substantial opposition based upon the proposed size of the building, the hours of operation, the type of use, and the incompatibility with the surrounding uses. The adverse effects of the equipment associated with the use, such as noise from HVAC system, the expansive parking lot that would be required, and other concerns. I find all of these concerns, along with the other reasons I'm stating, to be compelling in support of a denial of this application. As a result of the pipe stem shape of the property, there is limited frontage on Savannah Road. The building and most of the parking must be at the rear of the property, approximately 410 feet from Savannah Road. The shape of this property and the size and scale of the proposed building and parking area dictates that the proposed use must be located where it has the greatest impact upon residential properties to the side and rear and behind four other properties that front on Savannah Road. This is in direct contrast to the other smaller existing uses on Savannah Road that are primarily oriented directly towards the road. These factors support a denial of this application on this parcel of property. There was testimony in the record that the hours of operation of other uses in this area of Savannah Road are primarily business hours, roughly 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with some Saturday hours. This limits traffic, noise, and other effects of those uses to regular daytime business hours. This application seeks to open at 5 a.m. and close at 11 p.m. during the week, and with hours of 8 to 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. I find that these hours are not compatible with the other businesses in the area, and they are not compatible with the residential uses that surround this property. This use is not suspiciously listed as a possible permitted conditional use within the AR1 zone. Instead, it falls under the catch-all provision of Section 115-22 of the County Zoning Code related to conditional uses in the AR1 zone. That provision states that a conditional use may include residential, business, or commercial uses when the purpose of this character are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. I do not find the purposes of the zoning code, and more particularly the AR1 district, are fully met by issuing a conditional use for a 56,000 square foot therapy and fitness center at this location for the following reasons. The application does not satisfy the purpose of the zoning code as set forth in Section 115-3 of the code. because it does not promote the future needs, health, safety, morals, order, prosperity, and general welfare, among other things, of the residents of Sussex County. A large gym with 200 parking spaces and extended hours of operation, situated away from Savannah Road, surrounded by primarily residential properties, does not comply with this stated purpose. The application does not satisfy the purpose of the zoning code because, number one, the size of the building is not consistent with anything in the area of Savannah Road. Proposed in the AR1 district, it is not consistent with the character of the district involved. It could be consistent with a commercial zone. There is no credible evidence in the record that the application will promote the conservation of property values. There was testimony in the record that the use would adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent property values. The application does not preserve the general and appropriate trend of the character of the land. The trend and character of the land in this area of Savannah Road is either residential, small business, or professional office. None of the businesses or professional offices are near the scale of the building proposed by the applicant. Immediately to the rear of the proposed building is a relatively new residential development that also allows that the area is still trending towards residential and small business uses. Even in the commercially and business-owned areas closer to Route 1 and Five Points, the buildings are not of the size proposed here. There is no trend supporting the approval of this application. This application does not satisfy the purpose of the AR1 Agricultural Zoning District as defined in Section 115-19 of the Zoning Code for the following reasons. This does not provide for or protect agricultural land. The use does not provide low-density, single-family residential development. The use, while recreational, is not necessarily and normally compatible with the residential surroundings. The use of this size can exist in a more appropriate location situated along a larger roadway where commercial zoning exists. This use, with its size, scale, parking requirements, hours of operation, and other characteristics, is more dense urban use with the purpose of the AR1 zone stated should be in areas planned for such use. For all these reasons, the application should be denied.
Mr. President, as a procedural matter, after I read the short title and came to Mr. Burton first, maybe this threw us off a little bit, I'm not sure that someone had moved the adoption of the short title as I read it with a second.
Okay. We need to do that for sure.
Yes.
No, you got to read it again. You're good.
Yeah, we're going to make him read again when it comes to voting.
You're good.
Part, right?
Okay.
I would move that we do not do that.
We need a motion and a second to approve conditional use 2074.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use 2074 as read by Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Now then, we're going to take the vote, and we're going to start with Mr. Burton. And I'm going to say, after all you read, I'm going to guess what your vote is. I'll let you vote.
I vote no for the reasons I stated in the record.
Mr. Arlett.
I think that we are a growing community, and we, especially those who have needs, as the applicant has stated. I mean, that's a fact. We have a community that is growing of physical needs and an older population, as evidenced by the surrounding hospitals, and they're growing and they're expanding and building new. So I think the reality is we have to evolve, we have to grow. However, each location is relevant in our decision making. So I think with that being said, I believe that this location is not consistent with the surrounding areas, as evidenced and displayed just now by Mr. Burton. And therefore, I will vote no per the recommendations and thoughts. Not the recommendations, but just as outlined, I would say, by Mr. Burton.
Okay. Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to vote with P&Z voting. I believe the reason we should vote for it is because if a say you own a piece of land near someone else, near piece of property and had the right to tell you how to build. And if, especially AR land, you certainly have the right to build what you want to build on farm property. If you want to build a large, if he wanted to go ahead and build a shed out there, he could do it and put make a pole barn out. Doesn't have to say anything, had to make it all fancy. But anyway, I think, man, I agree with P&Z.
So your vote's a yes to approve it? Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no, and I'll go down the reasons that planning and zoning had their findings. They said the number one was conditions. With the conditions imposed on this site, it was an appropriate location, and I don't agree with that. I think it's because of the size, it's out of character. Their number two reasoning of findings was the property is currently zoned AR1, which I do agree with that, and that the proposed project meets the purposes and requirements of that district, and I don't agree with that, so I'm going to disagree on number two. And number three is their proposed project would be served by central water and sewer, and I agree with that, but that's not a reason to support something of this size. The property is going to be used as a therapy and fitness center, and P&Z stated that it would have a minimal impact on the character of the neighbor. I disagree with that testimony. I think proved that there were concerns there, and again, because of the size of the building, size of the parking lot, it's not, I don't think, compatible. So for those reasons and other reasons as stated by Mr. Burton's dissertation there, I will vote no.
I also think that, I think certainly a fitness center, a gym's a good thing. But just, I don't think it, where it's proposed, I think it's not in the right place. It's everything else around there, it's so much larger than anything else is. It doesn't preserve agriculture land. A lot of things Mr. Burton read in the record, I totally agree with. I think it should be in a place more commercial, which is what it is, a commercial business. So I'm, for those reasons and reasons read by Mr. Burton in the record, I'm going to vote no, motion defeated. Next, ma'am.
The next application is CU 2083 Richard H. Bell III. County Council held a public hearing at their last meeting on July 25th, 2017. His request is for a conditional use for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business. The record was not left open, so it was just based on Planning Commission's recommendations and the public hearing that you held at the last meeting.
And Mr. Moore, read short title.
Yes, Mr. President. It's an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.97 acres, more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 5 with a condition 6A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to grant conditional use 2083 with the conditions. I'm going to defer again to Mr. Burton.
Hi.
Your district, you want to be on the agenda again, so you've got her down.
I would. I would like to amend some of the conditions.
Certainly.
If I could. So I move... to amend the conditions proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission as follows. I want to delete condition A as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition A in its place. All uncrushed, pre-crushed concrete currently located on the site shall be removed and the site cleaned up of all existing uncrushed, pre-crushed concrete within 45 days. No other concrete shall be accepted on the site for crushing. Concrete currently existing on the site may be crushed on the site during this 45-day period. Upon the expiration of the 45-day period, all further crushing shall cease. No other wood or metal chipping or grinding shall occur, and no other materials, including concrete, wood, and metal, shall be accepted at the site for crushing or recycling.
That
That's the first.
That's the first motion.
Okay, we have a motion to change the condition, delete condition A as proposed by planning and zoning, and insert a new condition A as read into the record by Mr. Burton. Do you have a second on that?
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Burton, Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to just, who's going to monitor this? I mean, again, these conditions, who's going to go out there and inspect and ensure that this condition is being met?
I'm assuming the county inspector. I mean, it's a 45. The current site has a rock pile on it, right? So he'll have 45 days to diminish that rock pile, and then no more crushing. So,
I will direct my question to our planning and zoning director, and that is, do we have a before and after? Is there evidence? Is there going to be evidence?
We can definitely get an inspector out there today, and then we'll make sure they're going out as often as necessary, and they will definitely be out there on day 45 to verify that it has been taken care of.
I think
if
it's correct. I think that's just my concern is this is all great in paper, but applying it and actually enforcing it is always sometimes a separate discussion. So I want to have that discussion publicly as we are discussing this.
We will ensure the inspector goes out to make sure.
Thank you. Okay.
Any more questions? If not, we'll take the vote on this new condition as read. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
I want to delete condition B as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition B in its place. During the initial 45-day period, only crushing operations shall occur between the hours of 9 through 4, Monday through Friday. Crushing operations shall be prohibited after the expiration of the initial 45-day period. In addition, the operator shall cooperate with sports at the beach so that the crushing operations do not unreasonably interfere with the events occurring there.
I have a second for that.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I'm sorry, but again, there is a, and I would concur with this, but my concern is, quote, do not unreasonably interfere with the events occurring there. So I can see, whereas one will have one opinion and one would have the other opinion as it relates to that. So who's going to referee those discussions if need be?
Fortunately, in this case, it's only for the 45-day period because after that, there is none. So it hopefully that will be pretty limited. And it's the crushing operations are for the 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's more heavily sports at the beach on the weekends.
Okay. So as you are confident that can get resolved,
yeah.
No problem.
And again, it's the short period of time.
Sure.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Has anybody complained in the past since the crushing scene that's been there? Has anybody complained? Has there been a complaint?
Yes, there have been complaints about the dust.
Said it made too much noise during baseball time?
More so the dust.
So the answer was yes?
Well, yes, we received complaints.
We don't have to worry about dust too much.
It's in violation, but he had complaints.
Right.
There's been complaints.
And there was public testimony at both
public hearings. Well, I agree. Well, I just wonder if we had complaints.
Yes,
we did. If we don't have complaints, then why would we argue about too much what they can do?
I'm going to go, Mr. Moore, I'm going to rethink again. I'm going to start my vote again here. I'm going to vote Mr. Burton first.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton, you have something else?
Yes. I want to delete condition C as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition C in its place. The applicant shall be permitted to store uncrushed concrete in a 40 by 100 area, which will be shown on the final site plan.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Burton, I just want to be sure, making sure that in looking at this, this 40 by 100, this is going to be later in the process. So should that be the crushed concrete? I think it was typed uncrushed.
No, no, crushed.
That should be concrete. Crushed concrete.
Yes.
In
other words,
that
I
small.
Want him to.
Yes.
Right. I want him to do his pool business, and he needs crushed stone.
But
right?
we got a typo there. We need
that's
to take
correct.
Off the UN from crushed.
Right. Yes.
It's a UN problem.
That's
problem.
Right. So the motion would
I've never
be.
Never liked the UN.
Yeah, the motion would be applicant shall be permitted to store crushed concrete in a 40-foot by 100-foot area, which shall be shown on the final site plan.
Is this open for question?
That's a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Coleman. Question, Mr. Arlett.
Yes. Is there a need or a concern of a height?
I just figured the 40
I mean, I have no
by
idea.
100 would kind of limit the height, but that's just geometry working, but I don't
okay.
know. I don't know what that works out to.
So if you're I only ask again because there are this is really kind of in a residential area of sorts. Granted, it's on Route 9, but there are residential homes nearby and surrounding. So I'm just if you by that limitation, you would automatically limit the height. Then I'm good with that.
But that's a theory.
That's just a theory, right? There's nothing in here limiting any height.
I don't. I'm open to that.
I don't think height has anything to do with it.
I think it would automatically because you can't go beyond a certain dimension, right? So therefore,
it's not going to be so tall. It's going to be
unless they're going to build walls, you know, which I don't think see that.
100 as high as you can go. 30 feet.
I'm just throwing the question out there. I would no inkling of what height it would could make sense.
I'll add a limitation of 30 feet in height and see what as part of your proposal.
That as part of your motion.
I accept that as part of the motion.
So the motion now reads, insert a new condition C in place of one deleted. That's going to say, applicants shall be permitted to store crushed concrete in a 40-foot by 100-foot area, which shall be shown in the final site plan. Overall height not to exceed 30 feet. Of the crushed.
Of keep in mind, that's like a three-story building. That's pretty yes. big.
Now, if he says crushed, how long does the name stay there?
He just can't be bigger than a certain size.
All right. Well, who's going to get the crane out there and measure it? But okay. Okay.
That's a lot of crushed.
So now we'll take a vote again, Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as just now amended.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Burton.
Number four, I'd like to delete condition D as proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and insert a new condition D. Landscaping or a solid fence shall be installed such that all concrete, stone, and or pool or other equipment storage shall be completely screened from adjacent residential dwellings and public view. The landscaping or solid fence shall be shown on the final site plan.
That's a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
And it's got to be moved within 45 days. I can't quite understand the fence.
No. Just the pile has to be moved.
Oh.
Just the uncrushed pile.
They're not nice crush, right?
After 45 days.
I don't want them to go out of business. I'm going to go in there, crush some stones, put it in a 40 by 100, and deliver.
And
get his pools,
and
get his rocks,
crush
go
all
deliver pools.
And crush all at once.
Crush all at
45 days.
Up to 45 days.
Day 46 we're done. Ms. Cornwell, do you have a question?
I was just thinking about the height of trees to screen the pile that could potentially be 30 feet tall.
I don't think you'll be required to climb up there and see how tall it is.
That's a valid point, but I don't know that we're going to be able to.
I think it'll be pretty well screened by trees. So.
Yeah. I think the big thing is the general yard probably will wrap or not that one pile maybe. Is it?
Hopefully, whatever size tree plants will grow.
Well, Mr., do you have a question, Mr. Mr. Burton? Is your idea here is with this amendment is to provide either a natural or a built fence?
Yes.
For the purposes of what?
Just for the residential view of the he's going to be storing fence or pools, crushed concrete. Whatever other landscaping, so it's more of a good neighbor screening problem.
Well, I asked that question because landscaping could mean a lot of things. So does it with that intent, does it need to be more specific with the type of landscaping? I guess is my question.
I think planning and zoning can make that determination, can't they?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Yes.
It's a screening landscaping.
Yeah.
Right.
And it does say, and can be completely screened from adjacent residential dwellings and public view. And it does, instead of just saying landscaping, has a solid fencing listed as well. So planning and zoning would be able, at the final site plan, know from that direction what they need to do.
Okay, very good.
Okay, more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Bowles?
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton?
Delete condition H of the proposed by planning and zoning and insert a new condition H. The applicant shall comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by DLDOT. The site's entrance shall be approved by DLDOT as a commercial entrance.
Second. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that? Take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton?
Delete condition K as proposed by the planning and zoning and insert a new condition K. The location of all storage areas, including the crushed concrete, stone, pool storage, shall be designated and shown on the final site plan.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
My problem
yes.
is if they can't get permission to get the stuff out of there in 45 days, by going to get permission from the state, not tell them how to get in there, how they going to get out if the state don't get them right away? Highway, DOT. Say DOT doesn't get them right away. What are we going to do about that?
DOT so will give them an entrance permit.
Temporary.
They'll give them a temporary entrance.
They would give them temporary?
I think they will.
Tell them, go ahead.
They're using a residential entrance to the property now, and they could apply for a temporary entrance for purposes of getting the material out.
Well, if I don't see no sense too much arguing about why I had to have a special road. If we have 45 days to move out, why we had an extra addition or burden on them?
They're still going to be in and out with material. Pools.
They're going to be in there too far. They got 45 days to do it in.
They only got 45 days, Mr. Wilson, to take the concrete that's there and crush it.
Yeah.
Once that's done, they're done crushing.
Right.
They will have crushed concrete on the site. They'll have pools on the site. They'll have whatever else they do on the site.
So they keep
papers,
on.
Maybe.
So what you're saying, they're going to keep on using it.
They're going to keep yes. So we're saying that to keep on using it, you've got to get DLDOT.
With the pile of crushed stones that got there.
Yeah, they're going to haul crushed stones out to job sites, haul pools out to job sites. Yeah.
Okay. That makes a little plainer.
Question on the vote? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton?
Insert a new condition I as follows.
That would be L. I'm sorry.
L. Failure to comply with any condition contained herein shall invalidate the conditional use.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Mr. Burton.
Lastly, insert a new condition M as follows. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Motion, Mr. Second. Burton. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you so much, Ms. Cornwell.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the...
Yes, I'll read the amended. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office storage building, storage yard, and crushing of concrete for a contracting business to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.97 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 given by planning and zoning, with the revised conditions 6A through M.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. We're going to take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I am going to vote yes for the adjusted or new recommendations. And despite the fact that this was really an industrial application in a residential area, but I think with these conditions, and I'm not a big condition guy, but I think these were important today because of the location of this, and I think that the applicant should be pleased. So I will vote yes.
I will vote yes again.
because you started me. I'll vote yes for the conditions, and the my sole purpose of doing this is to keep the applicant in business and to remove the right. industrial aspect of it while respecting that he has a problem that he has to solve and he has the equipment to solve it. So take the mobile crushing station, crush your stone, do your pool business, and take the crushing business part of it to another location. So I'm trying my best to keep the business going while respecting the residential area around it. So I'm in favor of the
Wilson.
So you're saying to take the stone, cement somewhere else and get it crushed, but you bring it back and put in that pile you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Same thing, why I couldn't do it. Well, I didn't think it'd be against the law to do that. But anyway, I'm glad you made it clear. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole? I'll vote yes for the same reasons as Mr. Burton.
I agree with Mr. Burton's reasons. I think we do want to keep the gentleman in business if we can. We want business in Sussex County. But certainly the crushing part of it is not a good thing in that residential area. So with the changes we've made with the conditions, I vote yes. Motion carried.
Should have carried up the door.
Thank you.
They didn't like crushing.
Congrats.